our fifth week of our Lent devotional and imaginative meditation leads us to Luke 22, 54 through 62. And this is the moment where Peter denies Jesus after Jesus has been arrested. And Peter is following the scene as best he can through the crowds, trying to be there for Jesus, see what might happen to Jesus, and is caught in temptation, in his own doubts and struggles. So the invitation is to imagine yourself as Peter in this story. As I read it, picture the scene unfolding around you. What are the sights and smells and sounds and expressions in the people's faces as they talk and scurry around and deliver their lines? Just like a movie, picture this scene. So they arrested him and led him to the high priest's home, and Peter followed at a distance. The guards lit a fire in the middle of the courtyard and sat around it, and Peter joined them there. A servant girl noticed him in the firelight and began staring at him. Finally, she said, "This man was one of Jesus' followers." But Peter denied it. "Woman," he said, "I don't even know him." After a while, someone else looked at him and said, "You must be one of them." "No, man, I'm not," Peter retorted. About an hour later, someone else insisted, "This must be one of them, because he is a Galilean too." But Peter said, "Man, I don't know what you are talking about." And immediately, while he was still speaking, the rooster crowed. At that moment, the Lord turned and looked at Peter. Suddenly, the Lord's words flashed through Peter's mind. "Before the rooster crows tomorrow morning, you will deny three times that you even know me." And Peter left the courtyard, weeping bitterly. So as you consider being Peter in this situation, what are the feelings going on in you? What is it about this setting that makes it so easy to deny Jesus, so quick to deny him? What are the emotions that are bubbling up that seem to be inhibiting you from boldness and faith in Jesus and standing up for him? Is it fear or doubt? Maybe simple questions or confusion? Again, as I read it, picture yourself around that fire in the courtyard. Jesus is nearby. He's being shuffled around from place to place by the security and the guards as part of his arrest procedure. And so there is this moment at the end of this story where you lock eyes with Jesus. Somehow or another, through the crowd, you connect with him and he sees you. Imagine what it's like to be seen by Jesus in that moment. So they arrested him and led him to the high priest's home, and Peter followed at a distance. The guards lit a fire in the middle of the courtyard and sat around it, and Peter joined them there. A servant girl noticed him in the firelight and began staring at him. Finally, she said, "This man was one of Jesus' followers." But Peter denied it. "Woman," he said, "I don't even know him." After a while, someone else looked at him and said, "You must be one of them." "No, man, I'm not," Peter retorted. About an hour later, someone else insisted, "This must be one of them, because he is a Galilean too." But Peter said, "Man, I don't know what you are talking about." And immediately, while he was still speaking, the rooster crowed. At that moment, the Lord turned and looked at Peter. Suddenly, the Lord's words flashed through Peter's mind. "Before the rooster crows tomorrow morning, you will deny 3 times that you even know me." And Peter left the courtyard, weeping bitterly. In the Message translation, it says that when Peter left, he cried and cried and cried. What are those feelings that stir up in you as you imagine locking eyes with Jesus, remembering these words that he said to you? Maybe remembering your previous overconfidence and promising that you would never let Jesus down or deny him, and yet here you are. In prayer, consider the ways that you've let Jesus down, ways that you miss the mark in your life, ways that you don't measure up to the perfection of God, the holiness of God. And weigh that with the amazing, never stopping, never giving up grace of Jesus, the undeserved, unmerited favor and love and mercy that God gives you. The sadness or the disappointment that Peter felt and that we often feel, let's bring that to Jesus now. Bring that to him. Fall into his arms, his wide open embrace, like the prodigal son, a welcome for every single one of us to find grace, to find love, to find forgiveness in Christ. Mm-hmm.